In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, it's time to talk movies. Brought to you by our friends at Bangor Mall Cinema 10 and the Bangor Drive-In. Alan Adams from The Main Edge joins us. Happy Monday, sir.
Happy Monday to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, doing pretty well. Actually, I'm actually in the car right now.
Oh, nice, nice. Going places,
yeah,
then.
We're actually heading over to Brewer to watch a final dress rehearsal for Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, nice. We were just talking to the Amys a moment ago.
Oh, excellent. Because The Edge is now we're sort of on a biweekly print situation. The crew was gracious enough to allow me to come early so I could get a review in for our print edition that will be hitting the streets this Wednesday.
That's fantastic. How was the celebration of your anniversary and your bride's birthday last week?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, we had a wonderful time. We did something that I honestly did not think I was going to do for a very long time. We dined at the Fiddlehead on Tuesday night. I'll be honest with you, I was a little apprehensive about the whole situation, considering the state of the world today. But I got to be honest, like, Laura and the crew over there, like, they could not have been more responsible with regards to how they're handling everything. It was really remarkable to see how much work they had put in to make sure that it was an experience that was safe and enjoyable for everybody. I was really, truly impressed.
Excellent. Well, glad you had a good time. And now, well, that's back to reality, but for you lovebirds, every day is a celebration.
It's true. Every day is the best day with this one.
All right, let's talk movies. What did you get to see this weekend?
We're going to talk about three this week. There were three. It's funny how you would think the streaming services would come up with some way to sort of organize their release dates, but three of the big ones had pretty significant releases hit this weekend. On Hulu, there was the Andy Samberg led Palm Springs. On Netflix was The Old Guard, and then after that we joined the Apple TV Plus crew, and checked out Greyhound, the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh yeah.
So which one would you like to talk about?
Oh
first?
Gosh. Oh, I don't. You decide. You're the boss.
All right. Well, let's start with Palm Springs, because that might have been my favorite of the bunch. It's like I said, it stars Andy Samberg, and it was the toast of Sundance this year. In fact, it set a record when Hulu purchased it for $17.5 million and 69 cents, because that's the sort of people we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It is. It's a riff on the sort of time loop trope that was so popularized with Groundhog Day, and we've seen an assortment of Groundhog Day but X movies in the years since. In this case, we have Groundhog Day but at a wedding. So that's what we're looking at here. And it stars Andy Samberg plays a guy named Niles, who is a guest at this wedding. His girlfriend knows the family of the bride. We meet him. He seems very disaffected about the entire situation. Seems very blasé about attending the ceremony and the party afterward. And we're like, what's this guy's deal? And then he gives this absolutely beautiful and moving speech at the reception before moving on to try and pick up the bride's sister and maid of honor, a woman named Sarah, played by Christina Milioti. They make their way out into the desert and start hooking up and whatever, and you're just like, oh, okay, so what's the deal here? And then out of nowhere, he gets shot by an arrow and screams at someone he clearly knows the person because he calls him by name, Roy. Roy, decked out in full hunting camo, played delightfully, I might add, by J.K. Simmons.
Oh, perfect.
We see them go off into the desert, the sort of pursuit, and wind up in a strange glowing cave. Uh, and uh, Niles is dragging himself into the cave with arrows sticking out of him, and then Sarah shows up at the mouth of the cave wondering what's going on. He tries to tell her, don't come in, don't come in, but she follows him, and that's when we learn that Niles has been trapped in a time loop for an indeterminate but extremely long period of time due to his involvement with this cave. And so, so he's reliving the same day, this wedding day in Palm Springs, November 9th, over and over again. And now he has inadvertently brought Sarah into the time loop with him. And so we basically watch as their relationship develops, as they come to terms with the reality of their new sort of situation. I don't want to tell too much more, just because there's a lot of fun stuff that I would hate to spoil. But it's an interesting take on the trope, because you get something that you don't often, which is the perspective of two different people dealing with the situation. So you've got, on the one hand, you've got the guy who's been there for an eternity, and then you've got someone coming to terms with the immediacy of the process right now. And so you've got this nice juxtaposition in the way that they're dealing with their situation. And, you know, you have a lot of talk about, you know, meaning versus meaninglessness, and what does it mean to truly fall in love with somebody, and a lot of really absurd goofball moments that they really take advantage of, and a lot of real sincere stuff as well. And occasionally, Roy pops back up and does his thing. And there you have it. It's super funny, really heartwarming. And it also has a wonderful sort of homage that it pays to The Graduate in its first 10 minutes that you really should check out. Like I said, a lot of fun, super good, and well worth your time if you're a Hulu subscriber.
Excellent. All right, what's number two this week?
We'll talk about The Old Guard, which is a movie that I hadn't really heard of before like a week or so ago, but it's actually a really sort of big sort of action offering from Netflix. It stars Charlize Theron, who if you told me 10 years ago that Charlize Theron was going to be maybe the biggest female action star in the world, I would have had some questions for you. But the reality is, if you told me 10 years ago about a lot of stuff going on right now, I'd probably have a lot of questions for you. It's based on the graphic novel of the same name, and Charlize Theron stars as the leader of this small band of mercenaries, who are among the best in the world at what they do. They travel the world, engaging in these missions. It turns out the reason they're so good at what they do, they can't die. They're all immortal. Like, no matter what happens to them, no matter what damage is done to them, they heal and come back to life. And there you have it. It's that's the basic gist of it. And you've got these sort of ageless mercenaries who have been engaged in these sorts of missions for hundreds of years. When the wrong sort of person finds out about this kind of thing, it doesn't necessarily go well for the people in the catbird seat, as it goes. And so a biotech CEO played hilariously. I couldn't figure out who the guy was at first, but it turns out the reason I recognized him is he played Dudley Dursley in the Harry Potter movies, and so that's where I recognized the guy from. They sort of get roped into a mission that's a trap, and they get captured, and it comes down to whether or not the sort of new immortal among them, because a young woman by the name of Nyla, she's a soldier in Afghanistan, dies and comes back to life. She's a new immortal, which hasn't happened in 200 years. And so it turns out that she is, as you can probably guess, she's probably going to be key to the success of whatever happens to them going forward. I'm not going to spoil anything else. But I will say they make it pretty clear that this is intended to be a first movie, not an only movie. Netflix hasn't really been getting into the franchise game yet, but I think this is the logical next step. And so, if this is the way they're going to do it, frankly, they could do worse. It's a really sharp action movie. The set pieces are really good. The character development is surprisingly strong. You don't necessarily get that sort of thing with action movies, particularly when you've got sort of a female-driven, like, mentor-mentee kind of relationship at its center. That's really a lot of fun to watch as that evolves. It's just a really good time and a surprisingly strong action offering from the folks at Netflix.
All right, and finally, last but not least.
So I saw Greyhound, the Tom Hanks World War II movie. It's based on a C.S. Forster novel, but the adaptation, the screenplay, is by Hanks. Hanks wrote the screenplay.
Huh.
And so, it's the story of a gentleman making the Mid-Atlantic crossing during World War II, the location of the ongoing Battle of the Atlantic from World War II. For those who are unfamiliar, supply convoys would have to cross the Atlantic back and forth. And when they were close to either shore, they were able to have air support. But in the middle of the ocean, they called it, among other things, the Black Pit, where there was no air support, and the only protection for these cargo ships were various battleships and destroyers against the roving packs of U-boats that were patrolling the oceans at that time. And Hanks plays a guy named Ernest Krauss, who has been given his very first command. He's captain of this ship, codenamed Greyhound, and he's sort of the leader of the protection detail of this convoy. I think it's 37 ships. And since it would probably be a pretty dull movie if it was an uneventful crossing, as you might guess, U-boats start showing up, and he's left to try to figure out how to sort of lead, keep not only the ship safe, but his own ship safe and his men safe, and doing all this without ever having really done it before. It's a really taut and tight movie. It's only 90 minutes long, which you don't necessarily see from these sorts of war movies. Those tend to be go on a little bit longer. But it's really pretty strong. It's really engaging. Hanks is great, as always. Like, he's always wonderful as these sort of normal men in extraordinary circumstances kinds of roles. A wonderful supporting cast, although if I'm going to be real with you, when you put all these guys in identical uniforms and cram them into a small space, I lose track of who's who. So I'm going to be I can't necessarily point out a specific highlight from among the rest of the cast, but they're uniformly good. Like, everybody's really really bringing their A game. And the naval stuff, the battle stuff is really good. And the movie does a really good job of sort of juxtaposing the sort of wide open expanse of the open kind of empty ocean with the really cramped quarters on board these ships, because the living space is tight, the operational space is tight, and they're all on top of each other. And so when you contrast the two, it really is quite striking. It's a great addition to the sort of war movie canon. My personal placement, I put it a little bit behind Dunkirk and a little bit ahead of Midway. So, that's pretty good company to keep.
Yeah. Well, now, was this one that was going to be originally a theatrical release?
Yeah, it was, and got pushed a couple of times. And then Apple TV, Apple forked over a bunch of cash and decided to release it exclusively on their streaming service. So we did get an opportunity to see it. And again, like, these sorts of movies are always they're intended for the big screen. They're going to pop a little bit more on the big screen. It certainly worked in our living room. Like, we had a good time.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate the info as always. Enjoy the show tonight. Stay dry. It's getting a little cloudy out there.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, man.
And will we be talking with you Wednesday?
If you'd like, I'd certainly love to come back.
It's on my calendar. We're planning on it.
Beautiful. Then I'll talk to you then.
We'll see you then. Thanks, Al.
All right.
Alan Adams of The Main Edge talking movies here on Pass the Popcorn.